Taking a look at dairy production and milk price forecasts for this month. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Good morning, and today on this update, we are hearing from World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski as he discusses trade and domestic use forecasts for dairy products per USDA's April outlook.
In terms of dairy products, we reduced our import forecast for fat basis products by 400 million pounds, and that reflects in part the tariff applied to butter coming from the EU, so that's lower butter imports. And then skim solids basis exports, we lowered by 3 billion pounds, and that's primarily lower exports of whey and non-fat dry milk, recognizing that China is a big market for whey from the U.S., and there are retaliatory tariffs in place there. And with those lower exports, we have higher domestic availability of those products on a skim solids basis.
And as for the latest forecast for product class and all milk prices, Jekanowski covers that.
In terms of dairy prices, cheese prices, we lowered 2 cents per pound to $1.79 per pound. Butter is down 7 cents per pound to $2.45. Non-fat dry milk, we reduced 3 cents per pound to $1.22. And dry whey, we reduced a penny a pound to 51 cents per pound. So prices are down, but they're off of relatively high prices historically. So still relatively strong from a long-term historic perspective. And with the lower product prices, that has a direct impact on class prices and the all milk price. So the class 3 price was lowered 35 cents per hundredweight to $17.60. Class 4 is down 60 cents per hundredweight to $18.20. And the all milk price, we lowered 50 cents per hundredweight. It is now at $21.10 per hundredweight.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.